You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia must feel a much higher price for the war in Ukraine to force Moscow to seek peace.
На фінальній стадії погодження.
The seventh sanctions package of the European Union is in the final stage of approval. Its elements have already been announced, including a ban on the import of Russian gold. But this is not enough, and I frankly tell my partners about it. Russia must feel a much higher price for the war so that it forces it to seek peace.
Mr. Zelensky says until the European Union includes gas in its sanctions packages, Russia will use it as leverage by impacting EU families' finances with rising costs of gas. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Europe needs to be prepared.
Russia is blackmailing us. Russia is using energy as a weapon. And therefore, in any event, whether it's a partial major cutoff of Russian gas or a total cutoff of Russian gas, Europe needs to be ready.
Mr. Zelensky claims Russia is using Ukraine to practice what it could do in European countries.
Росія випробовує на Україні все те,
Russia is testing in Ukraine everything that can be used against other European countries. It started with gas wars and ended with a full-scale invasion. Missile terror and burned cities of Ukraine. And so that this does not happen to anyone else, we must ensure a tangible joint victory over Russia in Ukraine. The sooner this is done, the less damage and suffering will be experienced by all European families, all European countries.
Зазнають усі європейські родини, усі європейські країни.
In a first for a Ukrainian First Lady, Elena Zelenska has addressed the United States Congress. Ms. Zelenska, like Mr. Zelensky, has appealed for more air defense systems for Ukraine.
Я прошу вас протиповітряну оборону, щоб ракети не
I'm asking for something now that I'd never want to ask for. I'm asking for weapons, weapons that wouldn't be used to wage war on somebody else's land, but to protect our home and the right to wake up alive in that home. I'm asking for air defense systems in order for rockets not to kill children in their strollers, in order for rockets not to destroy children's rooms and kill entire families.
In Kharkiv, an elderly couple in their 60s and a 13-year-old boy were killed in a Russian attack on a bus station. Video footage of the aftermath shows the boy's father kneeling next to him, silent in prayer, holding his hand. In a stark warning, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the geographical objectives of the military operation in Ukraine may move even further if the West supplies Ukraine with long-range weapons. He claims the United States and the United Kingdom are pushing Russia into a conflict with European countries.
They, our American colleagues, British colleagues, in general it's an Anglo-Saxon thing, with the active support of the Germans and Poles and the Balts, they really want to make this war a real war and push Russia against the European countries. It is beneficial for the Americans, it is beneficial for the British, because they are sitting there across the strait, behind the ocean. They are far away. The economy suffers primarily in Europe.
But U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will provide more high-mobility artillery rocket systems to Ukraine as part of another package of military assistance.
The United States is also committed to sending more HIMARS munitions, precision-guided artillery ammunition, and tactical vehicles, and other urgently needed support. And we'll continue to provide historic levels of security assistance to help Ukraine defend itself. And later this week, we'll roll out our next presidential drawdown package of weapons, ammunition, and equipment for Ukraine. It will be our 16th drawdown of equipment from DoD inventory since August 2021. It will include four more HIMARS advanced rocket systems, which the Ukrainians have been using so effectively and which have made such a difference on the battlefield. And it will include more rounds of MLRS and artillery ammunition.
The United States has spent approximately 10 billion Australian dollars on security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of Russia's invasion in February. Meanwhile, Russian-installed authorities in the city of Enerhodar claim Ukraine's military used drones to attack the nuclear power plant in the city of Zaporizhzhia, Europe's largest. Ukrainian forces have also struck and seriously damaged a bridge that is key for supplying Russian troops in southern Ukraine. Russia's current geographical targets include not only Donetsk and Luhansk regions, but also the Kherson and the Zaporizhzhia regions. Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.